Blog Talk Radio.
I do it.
Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit and rap for power? You son of bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, and more black power than my people. This is your brother, soldier in arms, comrade in battle, and your host, Sean Saddam Kweli, national spokesman. I am happy, glad, honored, joyed, overprivileged to be able to broadcast from right here to you in the hells and smells of North America. As always, this is a privilege, this is a joy and an honor to talk to you, my family, from our radio broadcast, our revolutionary, bold, black radio broadcast, Black Power Radio. And if it's your first time joining us, if it's your second time joining us, if you've never heard us before, or if you've heard us all the years we've been on the air, you know that we don't come to play, we don't come to mess around. But we come to show you what time it is for the black man and black woman and explain to you what it is that we must do for ourselves. And so we're happy. We open up with thanks to our black God, the God of our forefathers and foremothers, who we know answers to many different names, many different dialects and languages. But we say regardless to land, label, or the language, we bear witness that there is but one God. And bearing witness to that one God, we also bear witness that that same God, that same force, sent many warners, many messengers, many apostles, sent many freedom fighters. We bear witness that that same God gave our people the strength to build in ancient antiquity, gave our people the wisdom to build great wonders and civilizations, to be the mothers and fathers of civilization, to build governments, to have the first schools on the planet, to be the first chemists on the planet, to be the first mathematicians on the planet, to be the first warriors on the planet, to have the first family structure on the planet. We are a people, talking about black people, the world over. We are a people who descend from the greatest people on the planet Earth. And really, if we could travel that far anywhere to be found in the universe. And so we're thankful to our God. And we're thankful for being situated in the motherland in Africa. and we understand that we ruled from Africa 196,940,000 square miles. And in ruling 196,940,000 square miles, we traveled, we moved, and we conquered the breadth and scope of the earth, civilized lands, and jungle. But we made a mistake. As is always our case, we are too trusting, and we're too welcoming of our enemies. We're too open-armed and open-hearted. And so we allow traitors to come amongst us. And we allow people to come amongst us who would ultimately sell us out, would ultimately turncoat on us. And they sold us out to slave traders, old beasts like Sir John Hawkins, who came on the ship, Jesus of Lubeck. We were sold out and sold into, our people sold into the transatlantic slave trade. And we were put and made a part of a process that would ultimately strip us of our names, our languages, our culture, our folkways, our forays, our norms, and robbed us of the very power of our own being. And so here we sat in North America, desolate, dead, unmoving, unshaking, and uneasy. And so it took those same warriors, those same warners, and those same leaders who came from that black God to wake us up. And so we give thanks for men like Denmark Vesey and sisters like Harriet Tubman. We give thanks for women like Queen Mother Moore and Sister Ida B. Wells. We give thanks for warriors like the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey and his UNIA, and warriors like Noble Drew Ali and his Morris Science Temple. We have to give thanks to great entertainers and musicians and activists like Paul Robeson, giving thanks to men like James Farmer, and giving thanks to men like Robert F. Williams and the Deacons for Defense. Of course, giving thanks for one Mr. Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam, of course, founded by Master Farad Muhammad, as they teach it. Giving thanks, of course, to the great product from that tree, that great black nationalist firebrand and really a warrior for the cause, Minister Malcolm X, El-Hajj Malik Shabazz, Brother Omawali, of course, who spawned the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, coming up out of Lowndes County, Alabama, underneath a great venerable warrior of ours, the Honorable Kwame Ture, formerly Stokely Carmichael, and then moving up with the help of Mark Comfort to the Bay Area to form a Northern California chapter of the Black Panther Party. Later to move on into, back into Oakland, to the Bay Area, and move back into Oakland with Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale and the Forte brothers and little Bobby Hutton. And it ultimately spread all across the country until a program and a process that had been going on since the days of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, named COINTELPRO, Counterintelligence Program, an official program used by the United States government to disrupt, to discredit, to discertain, to unearth any black nationalist militant movement in America. And that program targeted squarely the Black Panther Party, targeted the black radicals, targeted the black leadership, and they ultimately disrupted, disbanded, and destroyed the Black Panther Party using covert operations, using illegal frame-ups, using wiretaps, using tactics that would not be lawful to a quote-unquote private citizen, but they used in an effort to disrupt the organizations of black men and black women who had come together to do for self and to overthrow the conditions of our community and the white supremacy within our own minds. And so the Black Panther Party broke apart and ended up being what's known as the BLA, or Black Liberation Army, that same Liberation Army that helped to free our sister and queen warrior, who is now on the list of the FBI and Trenton, New Jersey, or in Newark, New Jersey, in the state of Jersey, as a wanted woman, a woman who they've declared a terrorist, who sits comfortably by God's grace in Cuba as a political prisoner. We're talking about Queen Warrior Assata Shakur, and the BLA ultimately moved underground. And so by the time that you get into the late 70s and the early 80s and into the mid 80s, there were not too many black organizations on the scene to be able to put the truth forth and to be able to organize the youth in a manner which would teach them about themselves and teach them their history and teach them their culture and teach them their spiritualities and teach them the respect and to go through the manhood and womanhood training processes that were so prevalent in our former days in Africa and in our real cultural states within Harvey. Our communities were destroyed by Reaganomics and the politics of this government and infiltrating and instituting crack cocaine into our community and decimating our community and making zombies and living dead out of our communities. The black-on-black violence that you see is a result of the war on black people instituted by chemical and biological war targeted at our people. And so it is with that backdrop, it is with that backdrop that the new Black Panther Party of Defense in 1989 came to being. It is with that backdrop that the new Black Panther Party, the same year of the death or the assassination of Minister and Dr. Huey P. Newton, that we came to being. It is with that backdrop and that vacuum, with no strong black leadership worldwide or nationwide, it is with that backdrop that we climbed up out of Dallas, Texas, and said we must organize our people towards self-determination and organize our people to do for themselves before we are destroyed totally. And so we give thanks for that upstart in 1989 out of Dallas, Texas. And we give thanks to those who organized under that banner. But we have to give credit where credit is due. But we know that if it had not been for the grace of God Almighty, one bold, bald-headed black man would have not fell into the laps of the new Black Panther Party. One bald-headed black man would have not been relieved from his post as national spokesman from the Nation of Islam and supreme captain of the Nation of Islam and representative of the Nation of Islam under the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Circumstances produced it so to where he was out without an organization and out without a movement, and he came into contact upon almost being assassinated in Riverside, California, with the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. The brother ultimately became the national chairman over the movement, and he spread the new Black Panther Party from Dallas, Texas, and that southern region to the East Coast. He spread it to the West Coast. He spread it to the Midwest, to the South, and up North. I'm talking about a brother who we call affectionately, but seriously, the Black Power General. And he is that indeed and in fact, and the ideological standard bearer of the new Black Panthers. I'm talking about the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And when he made his spiritual transition in 2001, we are thankful that there was a black man who was prepared, who had been working with him, and he working, were they working with each other since the late 80s until he made his departure and been prepped and prepared and trained and shaped and molded, born in his mother's womb with a love for black people and born with the courage to fight and pick up the pieces of a movement that had been destroyed. And so it was the wish of the bold Black Power General to pass the torch on to this man who we call the Defiant Giant. Some of you have known him as the attorney at war. Others of you may know him as a Pan-Africanist. Whatever you know him as, they're all true, because he's all of that and then some. A black man who graduated in 1996 from the Howard University School of Law, graduated top of his class and passed his class with flying colors, passed his national bar exam on the first try. He is indeed an attorney. He is indeed a counselor. He is indeed a barrister for black people. He goes to bat in the courts of white America for black people. He comes in the spirit of a late great, or the late great Johnny Cochran. He comes in the spirit of the great attorney Alton Maddox. He even comes in the spirit of a great, great attorney, Fidel Castro. He is a revolutionary attorney who uses his book smarts and uses his science and uses his skill to put his intellect together in a revolutionary way that will make sense for black people, that we can build a movement to liberate ourselves totally from white supremacy and black inferiority. I'm speaking on our national chairman, who I represent to you, and you will get to learn better as we go forward in this broadcast, attorney and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. With them salutations, I say welcome to Black Power Radio. To my sisters, my brothers, and I know we got some others, with a hot topic like this, with a topic as controversial as this, talking about Million Youth March rewards, warnings, Obama and the Anti-Defamation League. Million Youth March rewards, warnings, President Obama and the Anti-Defamation League. We hope to also be joined by some special guests tonight who are slated to call in. We hope to hear tonight from that bold Southeast regional representative whom the media has been playing up, his statements upon the reward that was issued in 2012 for the legal capture of one George Zimmerman as a fugitive of law in the eyes of the people, and a man who had committed a crime and a felony and committed an atrocity and was still evading capture. And so you heard Minister Mikhail Muhammad speak on CNN against this, and against the murder of our young brother, Brother Trayvon Martin. And you heard him talk about a wicked beast who had attacked our brother. And so we hope to hear from him tonight, as we want to clear up any misunderstandings or any wild accusations. We want to be clear on Black Power Radio on where it is that we stand. What is it that is going on, and is there a reward out still for George Zimmerman post-verdict? We hope to hear from Minister Mikhail Muhammad. We also hope to hear from a man who works diligently, a brother who works seriously in our National Minister of Ministry of Education. He's a PhD, a straight-up scholar in his field of education, who works with children on a daily and consistent basis, and works with them to not only teach them the colonial education standards, but to teach black children a knowledge of ourselves, our history, and what we should have. We expect to hear from Minister James Muhammad. We also want to hear tonight from a brother who is making headway on the West Coast, and he has been soldiering for many years. He's a brother who has been a political prisoner locked down in the belly of the beast. He is a brother who has been on the front line and stays on the front line, who honestly believes that his office is in the streets. He heads up a group that is called the New Generation of Black Panther Party. They are cousin groups. They are cousins in this fight and in this movement, and really our brothers and sisters, kith and kin, in this movement. I'm talking about a black man known as General Taco, T-A-C-O. That means taking all capitalists out. General Taco, the general of the Black Riders Liberation Party. We also hope to hear tonight from a young warrior and soldier who has been in this movement since a young man, who at one time worked hard in New York as the new Black Panther Party chairman, and now he heads a group called, he co-heads a group called the People's Survival Program. And many of you know him and you've seen him, but if you don't, you will get a chance to hear from him, our brother Shaka Shakur, and many more, as we have plenty of surprises for you tonight on Black Power Radio. And so we have to go right at this subject. And I will not dilly-dally tonight, and I won't tiptoe through the tulips. We are happy to announce all of the endorsements that are coming in on behalf of the New Black Panther Party and the Million Youth March. And I want to say, if you have not yet endorsed the Million Youth March 2013, you are behind the times. This is what's happening. The Million Youth March 2013, the 15-year anniversary, is what's happening. This will take place September the 7th of this year in Harlem, New York City, 125th Street, Adam Clayton Powell, the Adam Clayton Powell Building Plaza, formerly the Harlem State Office Building and the Plaza. If you don't know about this yet, you need to tune in right now or log on to Million Youth March 2013.com. That's Million Youth March 2013.com. As you see so many of our supporters and you see so many of our developments, and we are happy to say that the People's Survival Program is a part of the Million Youth March. We are happy to say, and this is also a group that is under the leadership of Shaka Shakur, that the black soldiers, under that great advisement of our brother Yusuf Bunchy Carter, that he and the black soldiers are on board. Yusuf Bunchy Shakur, my apologies. Yusuf Bunchy Shakur, he and the black soldiers are on board for the Million Youth March. We are thankful, as always, to New Covenant under the direction of Brother Polite, Brother Ensign Amin Ray, Brother Polite, one of the followers of Dr. Malachi Z. York. They are on board for the Million Youth March. We are thankful for a new announcement and a new endorsement. A brother who needs no introduction, but he is a man who is a legendary figure in our community and throughout the world. He is the blood son of the deputy chairman of the Black Panther Party, Chairman Fred Hampton, who was killed at the age of 21 by the Chicago Police Department, 12/4/1969. We are happy to announce, and I should say assassinated, not killed, assassinated by the CPD, 12/4/1969. But we are happy that our brother and comrade and head of the POCC, Prisoners of Conscience Committee, our brother chairman, Fred Hampton Jr., is now on board for the Million Youth March. Fred Hampton Jr. on board for the Million Youth March. And we also, again, have to give a thanks to the Black Riders Liberation Party, who is on board for the Million Youth March. We give thanks to another new announcement, a brother who many of you have heard of, and some of you may have not. But if you have not heard of him, I guarantee you, by the time that this Million Youth March is over, you will know him well. He is a brother who says he is a 7-star general of the Black Power Cartel. And that is what I said, 7-star general of the Black Power Cartel, talking about our brother Sara Sutton Seti, who is on board for the Million Youth March 2013. And by the way, he will be on with us this Wednesday. Wednesday at 8 p.m., you will hear live General Sara Sutton Seti on Black Power Radio. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Wednesday. And so we're thankful to the Black Power Cartel and General Sara Sutton Seti for their endorsement and support of the Million Youth March. We also want to thank that great brother who you heard this Wednesday via our radio broadcast, that co-member of the group UGK, Underground Kings, who you heard all around the world with Jay-Z on his song, Big Pimpin'. And they have many others, him and the late, great Pimp C, may he rest in peace. It is official that our brother, Brother Bun B, you heard it for yourself, endorses the Million Youth March. And it is official that our brother, Brother Bun B, will be performing live at the Million Youth March 2013. And by the way, he is also a professor at Rice University in Houston. Bun B, live in living color at the Million Youth March 2013. We also have to continue to give a thanks to the great, great, great Nick Cannon for his endorsement and support of the Million Youth March. We also have to thank the great child, Black child, and really child psychologist, the great Dr. Umar Abdullah Johnson, child psychologist, lecturer, and scholar, who has endorsed the Million Youth March not only, and will be a part of the Million Youth March 2013. We also have to give a shout out and a thanks to our sister, that great recording artist and activist and conscious woman, and also midwife. She's a midwife and she brings children into the world. We're talking about the great Erica Badu, who has also endorsed the Million Youth March and is expected to be there September the 7th in Harlem, New York. We also want to give a thanks to that great PhD of Islamic Studies, that brother who takes you to the African Center or the Black Center of Islam, and he destroys the whitewashed Arabism or Arab cultures and influence added into the practice, the great Dr. Wesley Muhammad, known as True Islam to the Nation of Gods and Earths. Dr. Wesley Muhammad will be there live, live in Harlem, New York, September the 7th, right there, bam, in your face, Wesley Muhammad, live, Harlem, New York. We also have to give thanks to the great, great, great Vanessa Williams, executive, national executive director, the head of the National Conference of Black Mayors. Sister Vanessa Williams, in full support of the Million Youth March. Gotta also say thank you to that great child prodigy who finishes her schooling this August and goes off into med school. That great youth child prodigy, Autumn Ashanti, is in full support of the Million Youth March and is going to be there live and in Technicolor, Sister Autumn Ashanti, live, in your face. And there's many others that we'll talk about tonight on Black Power Radio, but the movement is building. The movement is building for those of you who believed that it would fizzle, that it would be off to some kind of slow start. The movement is building and it's here. Millions for Trayvon in the wake of a not guilty verdict. Millions for Trayvon. We are calling you out. All of you rallies, all of you who support a guilty verdict instead of a not guilty verdict, all of you who know that it was murder and not manslaughter, you come on out September the 7th in Harlem, New York, right there on Adam Clayton Powell, 125th Street. I have to mention that the 5th, starting on the 5th, the 5th through the 8th, that whole stretch, that weekend, that whole stretch will be the National Black Family Conference. That National Black Family Conference. And that National Black Family Conference is going to be something amazing. Something amazing. I'm getting a message in saying we got Sister Melody on. Sister Melody is co-chair of the New York-based Mothers and Women's in Support. Mothers and Women in Support of the Million Youth March. I want to see if our Sister Melody is on. Sister Melody, let me find you here, my sister, if you are on, as we are live, Black Power Radio, and they're having a meeting. They say they're having a meeting this Thursday at the Juice Bar. A meeting at the Juice Bar for mothers and women in support of the Million Youth March, and I want to say that this is not an all-male affair, that the women, the sisters, the cornerstone of our nation is currently building in the Million Youth March and has a pivotal role in the Million Youth March. How can we have a Million Youth March and the woman is not the centerpiece of the march? The woman being the first nurse and the first teacher is the cornerstone of this nation. So I want to see if this is our sister Melody here at area code 973609. 973609. Is this Sister Melody?
My wife and I haven't been getting along for quite some time.
Not
now.
Sister Melody. Hey, Sister Melody, are you on with us? You're going to have to press number one, sister, so that we know that you're in queue, because we're anxious. We want you to come on and talk to the people about the women, the sisters, and the women that are in support of the Million Youth March. And so you're on live, you press number one. And if you have a question on this topic tonight, for any of our guests that come on, you will call 646-478-4447. And you will just press the number one. We'll pull you on live in queue. I don't care if you're for us or against us. If you hate our guts and you say we're stirring up racial hate, you say that we are fanning the flames, you say that Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz is fanning the racial flames and that the new Black Panther Party's fanning the flames of hatred in America. You call on in tonight. But we want to also talk to you and especially talk to those who support us for this Million Youth March and build this momentum so that it can travel into your city so that you can get on the bus and make your way to September the 7th in Harlem, New York. I think we have her on live with us now, our sister, Sister Melody, who is organizing the women and sisters in support of the Million Youth March. Sister Melody, are you on live with us? Area code 973-483. Is that you, Sister Melody? Okay, Sister Melody, maybe having some technical difficulties. We want you on live, Sister Melody. Call in all melodies, but one melody in specific, the co-chair, the chair of the Women's and Sisters in Support of the Million Youth March. And we'll be taking your other calls. I'm going to try this number one more time, 973-483. Is this Sister Melody?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hey, how are you, my sister?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
Doing fine. You may want to take your phone off the phone or come back away from the computer and get some feedback.
Okay, I'm getting feedback, but my computer's not on.
All right, are you on speaker or do you have the phone on?
No. Apparently the phone is being tapped. I tried to call you twice already.
Okay, hold one second. I'm going to open you up on another line here. Let me see it. All right, Sister Melody, can you hear me?
I hear you, but I'm still getting feedback.
Okay, let's do this. Hang up your phone and call right back in.
All right, I'll try.
Okay. Yeah, we apologize. I mean, this is live radio. We want to hear our Sister Melody live and direct. She's going to call right back in. And again, the number to call is 646-478-4447. She is over the Women's and Sisters in Support of the Million Youth March. And if you are a sister who is in support of the Million Youth March or you have a youth organization that can attend this march, you email us at nvpphq@yahoo.com. One more time, that's nvpphq@yahoo.com. Okay, we have our sister, Sister Melody, on live back with us. Let's see if her line is doing well. Sister Melody.
Yes, how are you?
All right, I'm doing fine. Welcome to Black Power Radio. How are you, my sister?
I'm okay, brother. I'm just a little upset because of the situation that the country is in right now. We're standing at a pivotal in our country's history at this moment, because we still have in place old slave codes that have been dressed up as new laws that the people don't recognize because they have been educated to know what they are. So my mission is to educate the people, to let them know what they are, and to expose the government as a party to it and upholding it by granting these laws as states' rights to certain states when they should not be allowed at all. There are, out of the 51 states that we have and provinces, there are 41 of them that practice these so-called states' rights laws that are old slave codes. So,
are you talking specific on Stand Your Ground? Are you talking?
Well, Stand Your Ground is simply one old slave code law that allows a white man to kill any black man who he feels is a threat to him or is endangering his life or has used inflammatory language or actions against him. This law was instituted around 1837, and it has been standing since. It states that no white man will ever stand trial or be charged with murder or manslaughter in correcting the so-called black person, you know, which it also says that if in that correcting of that black person, the black person is killed, it is not considered a crime.
Wow. And that's called what law?
It's called a black code law. Yeah, they're fundamentally from the slave codes, and I got them from a book that I had while I was in college called Law and Justice, Law and Jurisprudence in America by Stephen B. Presser and Jamil S. Zaladin. And the particular subject is called Slavery, a Particular Institution or a Peculiar Institution. And the law is located in the book on page 378. Yes, yes. Okay, I'll have to sit down and find it for you because I really have just been posting them online on my page, and I've just been doing a lot of writing to try and educate the people about these laws. But in that book from page 377 to about page 400, there are at least 44 different slave code laws that are in existence as black codes, which is like, you know, like the code word for them today. Like stop and frisk. Stop and frisk is just merely the pass law that if any slave was to be at large without a pass, which he would show to any white man who asked for it, if he forged it, it was a felony. We have stop and frisk now where these kids don't have ID on them and they're immediately jailed. And there's no recourse. I mean, they wind up in the system. They wind up with records. They wind up being a part of the mass plantation system of corporate America, you know, and it's just ridiculous.
It is very much so. And I like how you're drawing that parallel between the past laws and stop and frisk. I want to ask you, how important will it be to understand the laws in this upcoming Million Youth March and defending our youth? Will it be as important as we think it is?
Yeah, it's extremely important because how are you going to know how to fight something that you have no idea exists? We think that these laws, stop and frisk and all of these other laws that they're just coming up with in different states are legal, and they are not. You know, they are throwbacks. And they have to be abolished. We have to abolish any law that even resembles a slave code, because as long as we let it stand, then we are considered slaves, and we will continue to be considered as such, unless we really, really change these. Because these laws were set up specifically to make us docile to white supremacists, and without a backbone to fight back, because they have the police on their side and they have the justice system on their side, which has really showed a great injustice to the people. You know, we pay their salaries and they jail us. We are 98% of the national gross income of this country, 98%, not 95, 98%. And we produce more consumption than any group of people on the face of the earth. We buy more stuff than anybody on the face of the earth. I mean, just sneakers alone and, you know, clothes, designer things. These are all corporation things. We put our money in banks, and specifically I'd like to speak about the Bank of America. The Bank of America is based in Florida. It is how George Zimmerman got his money to be, you know, freed. They supported him as well as the Koch brothers. And we need to take a look at these things, you know, not just the slave codes, but we need to take a look at the fact that we're supporting our own oppression, you know.
That's
and if
great.
We, yeah, if we withdraw our money from this situation, then, you know, tell them, look, either you abolish these laws, like Stevie Wonder and all the other great people that are really money makers in this country, just say either you abolish these laws or we're just going to not spend our money with you. We're not going to put our money in your bank. You know, we'll go elsewhere with our funds, you know, buy black or, you know, go to Africa or spend your money in Europe and Asia, you know, just like they have done. They've taken their money out of the United States because of a black president. So why can't we take our money out of the bank because they killed a black child? I don't understand why people are so hesitant.
Absolutely. I want to ask you this. Recently, Arizona governor, he's a Republican Arizona governor, Jan Brewer, said this last week that they support Stand Your Ground. Jan Brewer does. And that Georgia governor, Nathan Deal, also Republican, said they don't see any reason to change it. I want to ask you this. How important will our black attorneys be in this effort? We know that our national chairman is an attorney as well, but how important is the role of the black attorney in this hour?
Well, right now, the black attorney, if he was educated as I was in pre-law and criminal and constitutional law, will know about the codes and how these laws that they are inventing now are so similar to the codes with just a change of a word or, you know, a statement here or there. You know, we've been trained to know these things, and the general public has not. So for them to address the general public and say that they see nothing wrong with it, of course they don't see anything wrong with it. They're white, you know. Few of the laws affect them. The only laws that really affect them is the fact that they educated us. Those laws affect them. But all the other laws which constitute death and imprisonment, they affect us. So, you know, as far as Arizona is concerned, I was born there and I'll never set foot there. Georgia, I've been there. And I know it's a mess, but I grew up on the Gulf Coast, and I know that I can't live there because of the way that these laws are in effect. And people think that they're over, you know, Jim Crow is over. That's bull crap. We just got a taste of some real Jim Crow in a court decision.
That's very true. I want to shift gears with you here. And I talk about your Wednesday meeting. Now, you've come on board with the Million Youth March, and you're representing the women and sisters that are on board with the movement. Tell us about the movement. Tell us about what's coming up this Wednesday.
Well, we're going to be discussing ways in which to help our children. You know, education is the key, and knowledge can't be taken away from you. Knowledge is power. You know, and if our children know these laws, like our attorney general did state that he had to sit down and have the talk with his son. Well, my grandfather had to have the talk with his granddaughter, and he told me, you know, the dangers of white society and how to behave and how to act in white society. But we won't teach them how to behave and how to act. We'll teach them how to be cautious. And, you know, I hope that we can give them, you know, some school supplies and things like that to encourage these children to finish high school and at least go to law school if they aspire to be attorneys, and get as many black attorneys as we can in the field, because I feel that the Trayvon Martin trial was just a mess because there was no real representation for those people. The Martins aren't white, so what did they need with a white attorney? You know, they don't see these people's plight. All they see is, this is my job, and some judge told me that if I don't do this or I don't do that, then I won't have a job. You know, this is all they see, and the Bar Association allowed this, which, you know, like, to me is the worst thing, and it is like the real reason why I will never, ever, ever join the Bar Association. Never.
And so what's happening this Wednesday?
Well, this Wednesday we are going to set up an agenda for the children to have a little fun, you know, and to take their minds off of things. But on a serious note, we're going to give out school supplies so that they can have something, you know, to go to school with. I teach, and I know that the education system used to give us money where we could give our children supplies, and I know there's a real need for it when teachers have to come out of their pockets to give kids notebooks and things like that because families can't really afford it, especially in New York City. You know, I know it's bad. It may be even worse in Chicago and Detroit, you know, because we're the highest paid teachers in the country, and Bloomberg is trying to put a stop to that. So, you know, it's really hard for us to come out now, and I would like donations from as many people as possible to make sure that we have ample supplies to give out to the kids. And we'd like to do a little sidewalk writing and drawing for the younger kids so that they can express what they feel about this whole situation, because as we all know, racism is not something that little children know about yet. And in order for us to see how they feel about it, I think that drawing on the sidewalk would be the best way for them to express that.
Absolutely. And so where will the meeting be? Where will this take place?
Well, we'll be at the Juice Bar on 125th Street between Lenox, I think, and Fifth Avenue. I think that's where it's at. But I know it's the ISO Juice Bar. So everybody knows the place who is from New York. And if you're not from New York, then it's really easy to find, you know, because it's lined with merchants on the street, so you can't miss it.
Absolutely. Great, 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 great information. How can the sisters who want to join you there, how can they get in contact with you? Do you have an email or some way they can stay in touch with
well,
you?
Well, they can get in touch with me on Facebook. My Facebook name is Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, Summers, S-U-M-M-E-R-S, like the season with an S, and Diouf, capital D-I-O-U-F, as in Frank.
Melody Summers, via Facebook, heading up the Women and Sisters in Support of the Million Youth March. Sister Melody, it's our honor and privilege to talk to you. We are thankful to have you on, and we want you to come back on and give us another report.
No problem, brother. We'll report to you whatever transpires at the meeting and let people know exactly what we're going to have for the children on that day. I may even try to arrange a little African dancing for those little ones who like to do African dancing. I have a lot of people who do that kind of work, so I may even try to do some of that for us to give us a little hope and inspiration from the ancestors.
So you're still pushing. You're still pushing to get school supplies, right? You still can.
Very much so. I'm telling you, I teach high school, and I see kids coming in without pens, without paper, without pencils, because there's simply too many kids in the family to, you know, for the parents to give supplies to. And it's mostly our high school boys and girls, you know, those who are aspiring to go to college, that are coming to school without supplies because their younger sisters and brothers need them. You know, so I'm really, really asking everyone to donate as much as they can in that department of our particular project right now.
Absolutely. Melody Summers, via Facebook, we thank you. And we thank you for your support and your efforts. And whatever we can do to support you, you let us know. We got your back.
Thank you, brother, so much. We need your help. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace and love.
All right. Peace and love. Brothers and sisters, that is Sister Melody, coordinator of the Sisters and Women in Support of the Million Youth March. This is 2013. You hear it live that they are doing a clothing drive and school supply drive for the youth and for our children. And this is most important as our children work to get their education and some education, that they have the necessary tools and supplies that they need. And you heard it here live that you can go to Facebook right now and type in Melody Summers on Facebook, and you can pledge your donation. You can tell her what kinds of crayons and pencils and backpacks and lunch pails and whatnot that you can give to help her there in Harlem, New York, right there between Lenox Ave at the Juice Bar. She's going to be there this Wednesday, and we'll have to get a confirmation on what time it is. We didn't get that, but we'll get that out to you this Wednesday. She'll be there at the Juice Bar in Harlem, New York. And this is happening all over the country. This type of mobilization and this type of activity is happening all around you and me. And you want to be a part of this. You brothers and sisters who are not yet a part of the movement, you should go right away to nbpphq@yahoo.com. And state your interest, or you should go to millionyouthmarch2013.com and check out the program. I want to just read some of the list that we have so far, because again, now I'm telling you, this is the National Black Family Convention, and this is at the same time the Million Youth March. There's a lot going on. Harlem, New York is the place to be. Panels and workshops right now talking about countering the conspiracy to destroy black boys, talking about the black family and homosexuality / gay marriages. Are they compatible? I'll read that again. The black family and homosexuality / gay marriages, are they compatible? Black family, black economics and entrepreneurship, black family and black economics and entrepreneurship for health crisis in the black family / community, solution to the health crisis, health crisis in the black family / community and solutions to the health crisis. 5, the black family and education challenges, the black family and educational challenges. 6, black scholars, message to the parents and youth, and it's going to be / a gang summit. So message to the gangs out there. If you know youth leaders, gang leaders, if your young youth are participating in gang activities or activities in the streets with street organizations, they want to be in this summit. They want to be here for the black scholars' message to parents and youth / our gang summit. 7, black college students, their role in our liberation. The black college student and their role in our liberation. 8, the black fathers in the black family. All is not lost. This one is for you, black man. The black fathers in the black family. All is not lost. 9, black families and the gentrification movement against our communities, land and housing reclamation. For those that don't know what gentrification is, that's when the black families are moved out, pushed out into the outskirts of the city, and the white families or more affluent, richer families move in and take the land. We're going to be talking about black families and gentrification and land and housing reclamation. We're going to have a Million Youth March 15-year anniversary fashion show. Million Youth March for all you fashionable folks out there, and I know there's plenty. Million Youth March 15-year anniversary fashion show. We're going to have a post-Million Youth March anniversary strategy session. What are we going to do? What's going to happen after all of this marching and rallying and organization? What do we do when we go back to our homes and we go back to our cities? A post-Million Youth March anniversary battle session or battle plans. 12, criminal justice system and police brutality. The criminal justice system and police brutality. And for any black male or female in New York or surrounding areas or in this country, you know this is the one for you. You want to know how to defeat the criminal justice system at its tricks and attempts. As we just heard our sister talk about, that the laws are not set up for us. 12, the criminal justice system and police brutality. Sunday, we'll be coming in with the black family and religion. Black family and religion. What role does your spirituality play in the unity, the cohesiveness, the peace, the contentment, and the sanity of the black family? And also, we'll be talking about political prisoners. What is a political prisoner? Who is a political prisoner? What constitutes political prisoners? How did they become that way? And what is the relevance to the black family and to us? That'll be Sunday. We're also talking about international paradigms for black youth. Many of our youth have never left their corners. They've never left their neighborhoods. Many of our youth, those who live in housing complexes, some have never, ever ventured out beyond their housing complexes. Some have never seen other states. This is the condition that we're in. We're talking about international paradigms for our black youth. Our youth must travel. Our youth especially must see the mother continent of Africa. They must see those youth over there strong and bold and vibrant and cheerful and everything that we saw when we went. And we hope to go back by God's grace sometime next year, hopefully for a Million Youth March in Azania, South Africa. Our national chairman will give you more details on that as time progresses. But international paradigms. 15, the power of controlling media to construct black youth paradigms. This is one I have to be in. I got to put my piece in on this as a spokesman and journalist and all of that I am. The power of controlling media to construct black youth and paradigms. The black youth are totally captivated by media, social media, and all forms of communication. Totally captivated and controlled. And we want to learn how to construct healthy media that our children can learn from and that our youth can benefit from and that we can even incorporate in our own homes and lives and even how to make our own media. The power of controlling media to construct black youth paradigms. And finally here, for now, controlling the politics of your community. What does that mean? Politics is the determination of who receives what and what is distributed, when, where, and how. Politics determines what clothes you put on your back, what shoes you have on your feet, how much you pay for your lights, how much you pay for your gas, how much your tuition is in school and in college. Politics determines all of this. We want to control the politics of the black community. And so that will happen by God's grace on Saturday. But there's more on the way than that. There's much more on the way than that. But that's just what's in the works right now. And I mean just that alone. My brothers and my sisters, is the most authentic, most serious, most dedicated program to the rise and liberation of black people that you will find anywhere the whole month of September and all the year long. I also want to take time again to thank our endorsers and those who are supporting us. I mentioned some earlier. I want to mention the others. I want to mention the great attorney, Mawali Davis, Davis and Bozeman. Davis and Bozeman, I want to thank you all. We want to thank you on behalf of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. They proudly support the Million Youth March. We want to thank Brother Isaac B. Horton III. Brother Isaac B. Horton III, he proudly supports the Million Youth March. We want to thank that great businessman, that great economic mogul. We want to thank the author of the great hit of Brother James Brown, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, Dr. Khalid Al-Mansour. He proudly supports the Million Youth March. You heard him for yourself just a few weeks ago. We want to thank Trill Entertainment. We want to thank all of the members of Trill Entertainment. We want to especially thank Little Trill, or Little Trill, who supports the Million Youth March, who you heard from last Wednesday, two Wednesdays ago. We want to thank Webby. We want to thank Little Bootsy and all of the Trill family. We thank you for your support and endorsement of the Million Youth March. We want to thank Mr. Comer Cottrell. Comer Cottrell, founder of Proline Healthcare. You're using that Proline. Today you are supporting the Million Youth March. We want to thank him for his bold backing of this bold achievement and this great endeavor. We want to thank Mr. Leon Goodrum. Leon Goodrum, who owns that black-owned McDonald's. Leon Goodrum, he proudly supports the Million Youth March. Thanking again Mr. Greg Street from the People Station, V103, host and DJ on that great station in Atlanta, Georgia, V103. We want to thank you, Mr. Greg Street, for your staunch support of the Million Youth March 2013. We have to thank a prestigious brother who has been in the battle for many years and been on the front for many years and has held the line in the spirit of the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., talking about that great leader, Mr. Charles Steele of the SCLC Southern Christian Leadership Conference. We want to thank you for your bold support on behalf of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and the committee of the Million Youth March. We thank you for your support. Again, we thank that great businessman and mogul and entrepreneur and TV host, Mr. Nick Cannon, and of course, family. We thank you for supporting the Million Youth March. And so we'll hold the line for 1 second here, and we'll come right back. Black Power. Right, and so just a quick station identification. You are on Live with Black Power Radio, and I'm your host, Sean Saddam Kweli, and we are giving thanks to all of our supporters. We want to again thank Mr. Charles Steele from the Southern Christian Leadership conference. We want to thank Mr. Thomas McHale Ford. You know Thomas McHale Ford from Tommy on Martin. You know him with Martin Lawrence. And Martin say, Tommy, you ain't got no job. But Tommy got a job. Tommy got plenty of jobs. And Tommy today is on board with the Million Youth March. Proud supporter. You heard from him a couple of weeks ago via Black Power Radio. We want to thank the entire association of the Scream Tour. The Scream Tour with incredible entertainment. Scream, skate, and dance. You see groups like Mindless Behavior and so many others on this Scream Tour. We are thankful to have your support for the Million Youth March. And again, we thank that other co-half of that great mega duo, UGK. We thank you on behalf of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, giving thanks to Brother Bun B, who you just heard from this past Wednesday, right here on this Bad Bold station, Black Power Radio. We thank him for his support for the Million Youth March. And I told you, there's so many others. Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., giving thanks, and Sara Sutensetti, General of the Black Power Cartel. We give you thanks. We give thanks to Sister Queen Afua. We give thanks to Brother Polite in New Covenant. We give thanks to all of you who have stepped up to the plate and given your endorsement, Dr. Umar Abdullah Johnson. We give you thanks, Sister Vanessa Williams in the National Association of Black Mayors. We give thanks to you tonight on Black Power Radio, and there's others that are coming. And if you have a business out there, or an organization out there, or you want to show your support and endorsement for this Million Youth March, you inbox Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz on Facebook. That's Malik Zulu Shabazz on Facebook. And what does it mean to be an endorser? It means that you stand behind the mega movement. You stand behind the cause. You stand behind the course. And you are interested and have a vested interest in seeing our youth rise. We should all be endorsers of the Million Youth March. You should be planning right now to get you a busload of young youth, young college students, young entrepreneurs, and taking them on up to Harlem, New York City. This is not the one to miss. I just got to tell you, this is not the one to miss. You might can miss some of that other stuff, but this ain't the one to miss. And we want to again thank our sister, Sister Melody, who was on with us, who is in support of the Million Youth March. Women and sisters in support of the Million Youth March 2013. I mean, she reminded us so much about the law, and we're thankful that she did. Just taking our minds back to the Dred Scott versus Sanford, where they told you that the white man has, the black man has no rights, that the white man is bound or duty bound to respect. And so it is important that we keep up with all of the happenings. You go to Million Youth March, that's www.millionyouthmarch2013.com. That's www.millionyouthmarch2013.com. Or you can also click on newblackpanther.org. That's newblackpanther.org. It will direct you to the same site. I want to take a call here very quickly. We push forward into the program. Your area code is 504-432. 504-432. You're now on live with your host, Sean Saddam Kweli, and Black Power Radio. Welcome, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Brother Sean, Black Power. I wanted to ask you two quick questions. Do y'all still have the pamphlets on how to do the work for the new Black Panther Party?
Yes, sir. We have plenty of pamphlets. All you got to do, okay, sir, is email us or just stay in touch with me. And we'll get you the information that you need. You're ready to start up a Panther chapter?
In New Orleans, yeah. It's about time, yeah. I just want to, you know, I just want to follow the rules and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Well, all the information that you need, sir, will be made available to you. All you got to do is just get in touch with me and give me your email and the information that you need on how to build a chapter, a new Black Panther chapter, because there are rules and procedures, but we want you to come as you are. And so you come as you are, and we'll work with you and mold you and shape you into the Panther that you want to become or that God has implanted in you to become. So you just keep going, Black man, and keep in touch.
Okay, my other question is, how do you feel about BET taking its shoe, the Black Panther, all off?
Are you talking about the cartoon?
Yes.
Not surprised at all. Anything with Panther attached to it, the corporations are going to attack right away. Even if it's something as small as a cartoon, because that cartoon, if you watch it, it has a social commentary. The Black Panther in that cartoon was fighting against foreign opposers trying to take over his land. He was fighting for the freedom of his people, and he was fighting to protect his land, and he was fighting straight up the white man in the cartoon. And so you know that BET is not going to allow a cartoon like that to stay on too long, brother. We're not even surprised at all by that. I'm surprised it ran as long as it did. I think it ran one season.
Okay, yeah, because I got a DVD up on it, you know. Yeah. But Brother Sean, you and Chairman Malik, y'all doing a good job. I support y'all. You know,
appreciate
Black Power.
It.
You got to keep up the good job.
Black Power, and certainly appreciate you, my brother. Thank you for your cause, and thank you for being consistent. Stay with us on this new Black Panther Party. We want you to have a chapter in New Orleans, strong, vibrant, so that you can build a Black Power movement. Let's free our people, brother.
All right, brother.
All right, Black Power.
Black Power.
All right, that's out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Paul is calling in to build a Black Panther chapter, and you can do it too. You can do it in your area, and are doing it. People are doing it all over the country. They're building up Black Panther chapters and movements, and this Panther is not dead. This Panther is very much alive. I have to say that the verdict of George Zimmerman really gave a shock and a boost to the Panther movement. It really woke a lot of people up, and I'm sad that it took that to do it, but God is the best knower. God has used this situation to polarize Black America and to wake us up and to let us know that you are still behind enemy lines. You are still viewed as a slave in America, and you are suffering a legal lynching when they can murder your children in the streets, stalk your children and your babies down in cold blood, and lie and say that your child was the one that attacked them and get away with it scot-free to hear a white cracker woman say that you have no more business with the courts, then you know you must organize with the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. In specific, under the leadership of attorney and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Again, that website is newblackpanther.com. And the email direct is nbpphq@yahoo.com. I'll take another call here at area code 214-672. 214-672. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Your brother, Sean Saddam Kweli. Go ahead, Black Power.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Sean Saddam Kweli, Brother Supreme Captain / National WMOD here on this end, coming to you from the powerhouse from the south out of Dallas, Texas, the headquarters of the new Black Panther Party. How you doing this afternoon, sir?
Black Power, powerhouse. I'm fine, sir. On the front lines fighting for the cause. How are you?
Oh, say, just basically cooking and booking and looking for the day that we're going to be headed up there towards Harlem to get it together. We, the new Black Panther Party, have now formed what we call a Metroplex chapter. No longer just the headquarters out of Dallas, but we've merged Dallas all into
and Fort Worth. We thank Almighty God a lot for our honorable chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, for sending our national chief of staff, Hashim Zinger, this way. We've just been basically doing as the Black Power General say, one must be willing to live his life in order to give his life for the liberation and the salvation of the black nation. We'd like to thank Allah for leaving him with us when he was here in Dallas, Texas, and showing us how it goes. And brothers, you just don't wouldn't believe the response of what we're doing. We had a great big rally this weekend where the Dallas Urban League just kicked in and we plugged downtown. Since we've heard the verdict of George Zimmerman, this no good goddamn cracker, he really does something to just wake us up and shake us down here in the South. And we won't lighten up, and we're not going to tighten up no more than we're supposed to put the noose on his neck and let him know that the new Black Panther Party, we won't get no rest until we see justice to be served. We listen to the sisters talking up there, Sister Summers, I believe her name was, Melody Summers.
Sister Melody.
Really, and Sister Melody. We got other brothers in the South, and we've been over here. We've been at Pastor Moore's church on Sunnyvale. Last year we did 3 rallies. And there were one of the places that we started. We went back to Pastor Moore's church, the Calvary Phillips Missionary Baptist Church, and he's invited us back again. We were there on last Monday night. We had a great turnout for the youth. After that, we've hit Doc Bookstore. We've hit the Pan-African Connection Bookstore. We're hitting the churches. We're down there with the Trey 5-7 Crips and the 4-4 Bloods. Jim Ramo over there, we're cutting it up with him in the streets. We're not missing anything. We won't leave any stone unturned. We're just basically doing what we got to do by any means necessary, as Brother Malcolm Malik L. Hodgson say. But we ain't finna give up. We can't. We like to ask everybody to keep pushing. Brother Mikhail, him over there, Mikhail on the West Coast, we sending shouts out to you. Brother Mikhail Muhammad down there in Florida, we got love for you. Our National Field Marshal, King Samir, we ain't forgot you. We just letting everybody know that we kicking it straight up and down. We not messing around. As the Supreme Captain of the new Black Panther Party and your Deputy National MOD, we're supporting our National Chairman, the Honorable Malik Zulu Shabazz is our brother. He's a fired-up brother. Yeah, he's an inspiration to me. After 23 years of serving him faithfully, I know that I didn't shoot late, but I shot straight for him. When he came here with the Black Power General and the much love I have to him, and shout out to you, sir. And the people here in Dallas are enthused. They're happy. They love you. They care about you. We're praying to Allah that during this Ramadan, hey, keep going, brother. Don't give the devil no slack. Stay at him. Stay down on him. And Brother Sharon Saddam Kweli, you're doing a great job, a beautiful job. And we thank Allah for you. For the Muslims, I say Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem. And we're looking very much forward to September the 7th. So I leave you the way I came. Black power yesterday, black power today, and black power tomorrow. God damn it, black power, sir.
Black power, my brother. And thank you so much, Supreme Captain of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, Brother Hakeem Muhammad, for that great report from Dallas, Texas, and the southern region. We will never forget our founding region, Dallas, Texas, who are on the move. You hear them rallying on behalf of Trayvon Martin. Justice for Trayvon. It's millions for Trayvon all around the country. And it's a million youth movement with this million youth march all around the country. I saw in the news that Tampa was in the streets. I saw on the news that New York was in the streets. I know that the rest of the new Black Panther Party has been in the streets, and the instructions from our national chairman is to stay in the streets. Stay in the streets and agitate. We don't care who don't like it. We don't care who oppose it. We don't care who steps up and try to challenge it. We must stay in the streets, but not just Panthers. The black community, you must stay enraged. You must stay dissatisfied. You must continue to organize. This is the type of momentum that it takes to make a movement. And so continue to push New Black Panther Party and continue to push black community. And we pledge on behalf of our national chairman to do our job. We pledge to continue to stay on the front lines and continue to hold the vanguard position. We're striving to be worthy to be your servants. Just bear with us and keep walking with us as we go through this Red Sea to cross over into the promised land. And I want to say, as I prepare to take another call, that you brothers and sisters, you make sure that you donate to this movement. We don't want to just give lip service and just talk and say that we would it, but not put our dollars with it or match our currency with the current and the current times. Put your money where your mouth is. I looked online. They got the credit statement, the credit bank statement, the bank statement of George Zimmerman when he was on the loose, a fugitive, when he was on the loose. And it showed how this beast, this bastard, this devil, this no good, let me calm down, this him, Zimmerman, they showed how he had over $9,000 in his account given to him mostly by white folks, by gun owners, NRA, and all kind of people that supported George Zimmerman for killing Trayvon Martin. That was his reward money, his blood money. Gave him, I think it was somewhere up over $100,000. And at the same time, Zimmerman, remember, we forget so quick, Zimmerman lied to the courts, and his wife lied to the courts and said they didn't have any money. But at that time, they had, by that time, they had amassed well over $9,000 up to $100,000 through private donations, simply by putting a website up on the internet, and you go onto the internet and clicking in your 25s and your 100s. See, the white man, these white folks, when they want to kill you, they back up, they killing with money. The police departments that are killing our youth in New York City or New York City, they're backed up by money. The military that are invading lands like Africa and invading foreign soils and that are being set up to be used right here in America, they're backed by money. The Navy, the Marines, all of that backed up by a treasury and backed up by your tax dollars. So you must back this Million Youth March, which is positive, with your monies, with your support, with your finance. All you got to do to offset that blood killing of George Zimmerman is go to paypal.com and use the email attorney.shabazz@yahoo.com. It's simple. Go to paypal.com. You take this email, attorney.shabazz@yahoo.com, and put that in there. That opens you up to be able to give a donation of 100, of 200, or 300, or 1,000 if you got it. Give by whatever Allah has blessed you with or God has blessed you with. You give that. But if you don't have that much and you have 50, or if you have 40, if you have 20, all of that helps. We still have to secure sound stages. We still have to secure banners. We still have to put out advertisements, leaflets. We still have a lot that we have to do for the Million Youth March. And you already know we're not backed by no Colgate, no Coca-Cola, or none of that. We're backed by the grace of God and the will of God and the will of the people. And the grace of God and the will of God is sufficient when materialized. And so go to paypal.com. You can do it right now as we're listening, as you're listening and I'm talking. Paypal.com and use the email attorney.shabazz. If George Zimmerman can raise $100,000 for killing a black youth in the streets and claiming stand your ground, then we must raise $100,000 to challenge stand your ground laws in over 21 states in America. 21 states in America carry that stand your ground law. 21 states in America say it's okay to execute your children in the streets. 21 states say that if one of these psychopaths, if one of these megalomaniacs sees fit to consider your youth or you a criminal or a threat, or as is reported, he said, walks up to you and says, what are you doing here? You don't belong. Then They can blow you away in the streets. We must challenge stand your ground everywhere where it is, because it is a black code law. And we intend to challenge stop and frisk. We will challenge every stop and frisk law New York has to offer. You're illegally stopping black youth. You're illegally stopping black people and hitting them with charges and felonies on an illegal search and seizure. So we intend, by the grace of God, from the new Black Panther Party, under the leadership direction of one attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz, we intend to challenge New York's stop and frisk wherever it stands. And that's Black Power. Again, paypal.com, the email, attorney.shabazz@yahoo.com. Do that today and continue to do that. Make that a regular donation. Give your 10% in this Million Youth March and help us to put the movement over the top. That's my advertisement there. That is serious, and we got it. We are the number one consumers. We consume everything. Like my sister said, from sneakers to everything on down, you got the money. Just got to give. And let's outdo George Zimmerman for killing our babies. And I want to say that it's very sad, as I prepare to take another call, it's very sad that the Anti-Defamation League has jumped out there and tried to bully our endorsers. How dare you, Abraham Foxman, jump out there and try to bully our endorsers when you run a Zionist espionage operation? The Anti-Defamation League is a Zionist espionage operation. You have put pressure on Brother Nick Cannon, tried to put pressure in the way of a Tommy Ford and the others that have endorsed this movement, you no good bastards. But you will not succeed. You will not succeed. We know that you fear this movement because you operate in the spirit of COINTELPRO. You operate to design to stop the rise of a black messiah. You operate to stop the unity and organization of black youth. And so the moment that we decided to organize black youth, and the moment that attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz took the forefront and the point objective to organize black youth away from self-destructive behavior, you began to attack the march, and you began to attack the movement, and you're attacking this movement in the same manner that you attacked our father's movement before this. You attacked the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad the same way. But by the grace of God, we know how to handle you, and our national chairman knows exactly what to do with you. But just the nerve of you, devil, to attack the endorsers when you run an espionage movement, when you and others of your people printed in magazines racist jokes and made mockery of blacks using the title Dark Town, propagating blackface minstrels in virtually all Jewish financial enterprises. You all did that. You all did that. You all financed that racist, that infamously racist movie called Birth of a Nation that became an early recruitment instrument for the Ku Klux Klan. You all financed Jewish movie mogul Louis B. Mayer from all the earnings from Birth of a Nation, who started now the well-known MGM Studios. You all did that. You all have opposed black people from the beginning, but you would like us to believe that you are our friends, that because you went through your so-called Holocaust, that you have something in common with us. We don't got nothing in common with you, cracker. You lost allegedly $6 million, allegedly. We lost an underestimated $600 million. 600 million of us lost from our people, and you threaten Nick Cannon, and you threaten Tommy Ford, and you try to threaten Coleman Cottrell. You threaten them. But by God's grace and the leadership of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, we will outfox you, Foxman. By God's grace, the black public figures and the entertainment figures and the business world figures, we, by God's grace, will outthink you, Foxman. By God's grace, we know that your attack is unprincipled, it's immoral, it's unfactual, and it's demonic. And your attempts to stop the Million Youth March will be thwarted at every turn. Black people and black youth in specific need defense from all attackers. With the George Zimmermans of the world gaining steam on a daily and consistent basis, this is a need, talking about self-defense, this is a need that is shared from the richest to the poorest in black America. Abraham Foxman, you're trying to crack the whip on black men and black women who sympathize with the plight of black youth. But that day is over when you psychopathic megalomaniac types, all of you in the ADL that you try to control black people who we associate with, who we support, who we identify with, who we respect or speak out on the behalf of, because there's a new black man and black woman on the scene. Our national chairman, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is our national convener, the national convener of the Million Youth March, and he founded Black Lawyers for Justice, our national chairman, told you all that on September the 7th, we want the whole black world with us in New York. He's telling you all, we will have a massive crowd and we have massive support. And we must have a massive response to violence against our youth worldwide, nationwide and worldwide. We must, he says, resist to exist. Resist to exist. And so the Abe Foxman, Abraham Foxman, the so-called Jew, and the ADL, we say that your days of threatening black people in America are numbered. They are numbered. But we want to give a thanks to President Barack Obama for his stance on the issue. We want to say thank you for taking a stand and for speaking out, as we have been very critical of you for not speaking out. And Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz says he appreciates you stepping out there and speaking on this issue. This issue is so deep that even he couldn't ignore it. And he said himself that 34 years ago, Trayvon Martin could have been him, and he ain't lying. And so we thank him for standing up and standing out, and we hope that he holds the line. Don't go back. You hold that line, no matter what kind of pressure Israel and them Zionists and them corporations put on you. You hold that line. Now let me take this call here. Your area code is 917-604. 917-604. You're on live with Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sean Saddam Kweli. Your question, your comment, welcome in Black Power.
This is Brother Shaka Shakur out of Harlem, New York City.
Shaka Shakur, Harlem, New York City. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, brother. Following yourself?
Black Power, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine, my brother. You have endorsed the Million Youth March and yourself, People's Survival Program, and the Black Soldiers. You're on board, is that right?
Of course, of course. Yes, sir.
Yes,
we
sir.
Are,
tell
we are
us
definitely
why
on board.
You're in this hour to support the march and tell us some of the things that you have going on. So you got a lot happening.
Well, first of all, we have what's called the People's Survival Program. And we've been operating that for the last 8 years here in New York City, now in Detroit and other cities. And basically what we have done is we have taken the work programs of the original Black Panther Party and dealt with the basic needs of the people. because we understand if we don't address the needs of the people and give the people community control, they won't have community power. And without community power, there is no struggle. So we have stuck to addressing that. It's been successful, and we have spanned out. We're bringing that to the board. Also, I'm the co-chair of the Black Soldiers, which is an organization much in line with the Black Panther Party. And our goal, again, is to develop the liberation and unity of black people, but most importantly, the self-determination of black people. So we are signed on with all our skills and talents to the Million Youth March and Black Family Convention, and we are down for the total, uncompromising liberation and unity of African people. And I'll be remiss if I say, you know, we do this also for our political prisoners who have sacrificed the ultimate price in order for us to be here.
The black youth.
Come again? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, yes, sir. I said you're there in Harlem, New York, also affected by the laws of stop and frisk and other things. Tell us some of the things that you see on a day-to-day basis with our youth and this struggle. How are they affected on a day-to-day basis?
Well, the youth here in New York City, like most places, especially in Harlem, Harlem is under some people call it gentrification, but I like to term it what it is. This is apartheid. And what we are watching here in the city is young people, old people, black people, on a daily being accosted, thrown on the walls, arrested, checkpoints at bridges, etc. We are in the exact position that our brothers and sisters in South Africa were 40 to 50 years ago when they faced a regime called apartheid.
That's absolutely true, sir. What are some of the programs that you have under the People's Survival Program of Black Soldiers? What are some of the things that you're doing to offset these incidences?
Well, one of the main things we're doing, our brother Shepard McDaniels from the original Black Panther Party and the Zulu Nation, he and us have formed together what we call the Anti-Police Terrorism Program, where we are not only educating people on their rights as far as being stopped and frisked, but we are going a step further and being proactive in educating people on how to protect not just themselves, but the entire community. And we are doing so, like I said, by not just teaching laws, but we're teaching people to understand the history of the mechanism that we call police.
What are some of the misconceptions that you see that our elders have about the youth as you deal with them on a day-to-day basis?
Well, most of our elders receive their information from CNN. So the misconception of our elders are that the youth have no respect or the youth have no input or they just simply don't care. They're a lost generation. And that is the main gap. Our youth, on the other hand, you know, our youth are not misdirected. They do love themselves and they do love their community. But what we don't have is that open dialogue between the young and the old. And we know that is also part of the Willie Lynch, a.k.a. COINTELPRO program. You know, so that is the biggest misconception. That, you know, we see a group of young men on the street, they're up to no good. You know, every time we hear a gunshot, we just assume that a young black man is behind that trigger. You know, these are misconceptions because we have fed this information from our enemies in order to make us scared so that they can have carte blanche on the real estate in our community.
In closing, what is something that you would like or some things you would like to see our youth do coming up out of this Million Youth March? And what would you like to see the parents or the elders do coming up out of this Million Youth March?
Well, for one, I would like this, for the youth to come out, learn the skills, listen to the elders that are there, because they will be there, listen to your peers, learn the skills that you need in order to be self-determined, you know, and take that step. As for the elders, I would ask that you come out, just because it says Million Youth, don't mean you're not part of it. Come on out. Listen to your babies, talk to your peers in your generation, and give, I'm still a youth to some of the elders, give my generation, 40 years old and younger, give us the day-to-day history so we'll know exactly where we fit in this decadent system.
Excellent, excellent. For those who would like to join and get involved with the Black Soldiers, get involved with the People's Survival Program, is there a website or a number or maybe an email that the people can have so they can get involved and support the program?
Yes, you can contact us online. Our website is www.peoplessurvivalprogram.org. www.peoplessurvivalprogram.wordpress.com. That's www.peoplessurvivalprogram.wordpress.com. You can also reach us on Facebook under People's Survival Program or Shaka Shakur on Facebook. Lastly, any Tuesday night of the week, you can come to City College to room 3201 at 7 o'clock, and that's where I am teaching an education and cultural class free to the community.
All right. We thank you so much, Chairman Shaka Shakur, co-chair there with the People's Survival Program and co-chair there with the Black Soldiers. Thank you so, so much. You're affiliated with Brother Yusuf Bunchy Shakur, right? That's who's with that?
Come again? I'm sorry to hear you.
I was saying Brother Yusuf Bunchy Shakur, isn't he with that as well, the Black Soldiers?
Yes, sir. That's my beloved brother, reigning out of Detroit, Brother Yusuf Bunchy Shakur. He is the co-chair and national spokesperson for the Black Soldiers, and he is one of the founding organizers of the People's Survival Program in the Detroit area, Detroit in particular, and he's also the founder of a community effort called Restoring the Neighbor, or Putting the Neighbor Back in the Hood. So if you're in the Detroit area, reach out to that brother, get with that brother, because he's on the money.
Yes, sir. Send that brother our love and our support for returning Malik and Lucian Bars, and you know you got it as well, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, Black Power.
All right, Black Power, my brother.
Right, brothers and sisters, that is our brother, Brother Shaka Shakur, from the People's Survival Program, and also from the Black Soldiers. And you heard the work that they're doing. They are in full support of the Million Youth March, and they are in full support of movements that stimulate our youth. And we appreciate them. We appreciate our brother, Brother Shep. We said, Brother Shep and Dennis, we appreciate Brother Shep from the OGs, or the original guard of the Black Panther Party, and we appreciate all of them and all of us who are working with the People's Survival Program and the Black Soldiers, and we hope to have them on again for a full-length interview. Brother Shep and them all, have you right on here on Black Power Radio for a full-length interview. I want to take another call here in our final 10 minutes at area code 626-703. You're on live with Black Power Radio, and I'm your host. Go right ahead with your question or your comment, please, and Black Power. Area code 626-703. Your mic is open. All right, we can hear you, but you may not can hear us. One more chance, final chance, 626-703. Got a question or comment? All right, so we keep it moving. But we again want to thank President Barack Obama for taking that stand. And we want to say, to our detractors out there, you will be challenged. You will be challenged. Rush Limbaugh, you will be challenged. Rush Limbaugh said that white folks, this is in light of everything that's happened, white folks shouldn't feel guilty about slavery. That's what that old pill popper, that no good pill popper said. White folks shouldn't feel guilty about slavery. Then you got the president of the NRA, the National Rifle Association. President Jim Porter said it's only a matter of time that we will start owning coloreds again. This is Jim Porter, NRA president. It's only a matter of time before we start owning coloreds again. Now, if you all don't think that it's time to organize a Black Power movement and to organize against stop and frisk and to organize against stand your ground and to organize against all the black codes and to organize against these past laws in other names, then you're out of your mind. The time is now to organize, as all the forces are arrayed against the black nation to keep you enslaved, as they know you yearn to breathe free. Take another call here, area code 706-358. 706-358. This is Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sean Kwali. Go right ahead with your question.
Yeah, Black Power, brother.
Black Power.
Yes, I was just wondering, was Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam going to be at the march?
Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and the Nation of Islam are being extended an invitation to the Million Youth March. Our national chairman had just spoke on that last night on another broadcast, a Nation of Islam broadcast. He has not yet spoken with the minister, but he's already received word that the minister knows about it and has backing and support. And so he's writing and drafting a formal letter to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to invite him to the march to speak and to have his say and to have his day, as we know that he is the God-given point person for all this million anything in North America. So Minister Louis Farrakhan is welcome and invited. The Nation of Islam will be welcome and invited. There's no doubt about that, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you as well. And that's the all of you out there, all the leaders out there, you are welcome and invited to the Million Youth March. And if you are just a local leader, if you're just a leader in your own right, you're welcome. Of course, that mega phenomenal black man on the scene who has given many of us consciousness and awakened our eyes and stood us up on the square. And if it was not for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, there would be no Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. You wouldn't see Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu-Shabazz. You wouldn't see Ashan Saddam Kweli. You wouldn't see so many of us who have come into contact with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his over 50-plus years of work amongst our people. We know we got to get that black man right there to Harlem, New York, his stomping ground where he paved the way in March number 7 underneath Minister Malcolm X, and then on his own under the tutelage of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Louis Farrakhan. Let me take another call here at area code 562-607. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio. You're with us. Give us your question or comment. I'm Sean Kweli, Black Power.
Yes, this is Mahogany X. I just want to make a short station, a commercial break, just to let everyone know on July 23rd, it should be, everyone in the West Coast, and it's spreading out here on the East Coast, to not sell, and I'm sorry, do not buy anything on the 23rd of July, which is in a few more days. You can buy it on the 22nd or the 24th, but the 23rd of July, I'm not sure why they're picking it the 23rd of July, but the 23rd of July, do not buy anything. Boycott this whole country on the 23rd because of the unjust verdict of George Zimmerman. It goes further than the products that we buy with Coca-Cola and the other ones that supported Zimmerman. It goes deeper than that because I know there are other products out there that supported that bastard. So on the 23rd, don't spend any money. It is a total blackout, and I'm going to send you for you the same message, Brother Sean.
Total blackout. Blackout boycott.
Total blackout. Don't buy anything in those stores, in any stores at all.
So it looks like we're doing for those that are not even Muslim, you're doing a fast. We are fasting from buying from the white man. And that's beautiful. Tomorrow, you don't buy a damn thing from the white man. Total blackout. The black nation, the black community, the black commune is pushing for a blackout of everything in America. That if you cannot give justice to our people, we hit you right where it hurts, right in your heart. You're a capitalist country, and so we starve your capitalism. Is that right?
That's right. You said it better than me.
Absolutely. So that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That starts tomorrow. You say tomorrow, right?
Yeah, the 23rd, for the whole day. Don't buy anything, no clothes, no food, nothing. Don't spend no black dollars, no gas, nothing. If you have to put gas in your car, put it on the 22nd or the 24th, but don't spend nothing on the 23rd.
That's what's up. Total blackout, and we appreciate you, Sister Mahogany, for calling in and giving that information, and now our people know that they can't buy, and it's going to be an exercise. We're talking about we want a black nation. We're talking about we want to be black and independent. Well, it's going to be an exercise in how to save your own resource and how to
Do for self amongst your own economy. Tomorrow on the 23rd, in the spirit of Trayvon Martin and the Justice for Trayvon movement, blackout in America. I'm gonna love to see this and participate in this.
Oh, thank you, Brother Sean. I'm already participating.
All right. Well, you already a day early. You blacking out on the 22nd.
I'm just that pissed off.
Love it. Love it. It's excellent. Thank you so much, Sister Mahogany. Appreciate you. Power.
You're welcome. Power to the people. Keep up the good work.
Yes, ma'am. That's Sister Mahogany X from the Black Riders Liberation Party checking in and informing us on the national blackout. Don't know where it came from, but we know it came from God. The God of our forefathers say, don't buy nothing from this cracker tomorrow. Don't buy nothing. You exercise your right not to spend your dollar, not to spend your quarter. We are some of the richest enslaved people in the world, if not the richest enslaved people in the world. You show America, and we show America, how much our dollars really mean, how much our tax dollars really mean, how much your wage labor really means. Tomorrow, on the 23rd. That's what the Black Nation is about, and that's what we support and riding with. And we'll also have that list out for you, hopefully by next show, of all of those companies that supported George Zimmerman. We know they say the Koch Company, Koch Brothers, paid for legal fees and all of that. We're going to have a full detailed list of the companies that organized and supported and made this man have well over $100,000, donated $130,000 to George Zimmerman. We're going to have all of the information for you this Wednesday at 8 p.m. on Black Power Radio, and you'll be joined by Minister Hashim Nzinga, who also, and more than likely, our national chairman, if God wills, this Wednesday, for our special guest, the general of the Black Power Cartel, General Sarah Sutton Seti, on live with us this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on blogtalkradio.com/freedom or death. Thank you to all who came on tonight. Sister Melody, Brother Shaka Shakur, Sister Mahogany, Brother Harold, and all of you who have come on to show your support tonight on this radio broadcast, our Supreme Captain, and all of you, we thank you. And anybody that I missed, we thank you for all of our supporters. On behalf of Attorney and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, we want to issue a last and final warning that just because you hear it said somewhere, or you see it on Facebook or something, it doesn't mean that it comes from the new Black Panther Party. We issued an official warning on our statements that unless you get it direct from newblackpanther.com, which is our official website, unless you get it from New Black Panther One on Twitter, which is our official Twitter site, unless you get it direct from Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz on Facebook or my page, Sean Saddam Kweli, the national spokesman, or any of our national officials authorized to speak on something, or unless it comes from our newspaper, it is not the official position of the new Black Panther Party. And so we want to issue that out there for those of you just taking information from anywhere and sources from anywhere, unless it comes from one of our direct sources or our authorized officials, it is not the official position or platform of the new Black Panther Party. Join us this Wednesday, 8 p.m., for Minister Hashim Nzinga, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, Sean Saddam Kweli, and General Sarah Sutton Seti of the Black Power Cartel. Black Power.